This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
So we are joined on the line by world-renowned artist, and I want to say exhibitionist, right?
Yeah.
But after seeing his work, I can only say experience giver.
Yeah.
Hailing all the way from Kutupu Village, there are not enough words to introduce him, honestly. Ladies and gentlemen, Gigs Honamotse Hole, famously known as Hole.
All right. Welcome to the show, Hole. Yesterday, I believe, was a huge day for African artists in London. It was the opening of the Signature African Art Exhibition Program, which you will be, or you were taking part in, rather, your Badimo Ba Hole exhibition. Congratulations on that, man.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. Now, how are you feeling about all these wins that you've been collecting in the art world?
Well, it's really exciting and encouraging to see them, and because it's just one step further to the bigger goals and bigger plans and bigger shows that I'm planning for the future.
All right. So just for context, tell us a bit more about Hole. For somebody who has never heard of him and his work, who would you say Hole is?
Funny enough, I always refer to myself as like the mighty ancestor of Limpopo. So Lina Laka Gigigs Honamotse Hole. I come from a small village in Kutupu, that's Kukini area. And just who I am, I'm literally just a village boy from Kutupu village who's pretty much gone out into the world to produce art and become an award-winning visual artist. I'm really just a soft-hearted, kind little boy, young man who just loves like laughing, smiling, creating anime, watching anime, and obviously inspiring people through my artworks.
One doesn't just move from being a village boy in Limpopo to being a world-renowned artist. Maybe you can tell us how you ended up in London.
Yeah, so that story then began with education, really. I used education and my studies to propel me into certain circles. After graduating at 12, the tender age of 12 years old, I gile for 3 months at Tesla. And then when I came back from Gomeng, I missed a scholarship opportunity by 1 month. But you see, like, you know, when you have a praying parent, that is powerful. So I showed my mom the scholarship form, which was a scholarship to go to high school. And even though we were 30 days late, we still put in the scholarship application fee. And we used the last sort of household income that we had to put in the application. And then I received a response, and then I wrote test. And from a pool of 3,000 students and a year of Saturday schools, I was one of 25 students who received a full scholarship to go to a private school in Johannesburg called St. John's College. So now, being at St. John's College, I pretty much took up all the opportunities that I could gain from the high school. And then at 16 years old, I knew in my heart that, you know, even though I come from a village and my dad would want me to go to university and obviously break the generational poverty that we come from by getting a secure job, I just knew like I had this calling from 4 years old that I need to make art, create art, and heal people. And so I wanna, like, if there's certain callings that you get, whatever I. So then I told my dad at 18 years old, you know, I'm going to become a visual artist and I'm going to become a globally recognized visual artist and people are going to know your name. And then that's why when I go to these shows, I'm referred to as Hole, because Hole is not just myself. It's not just my dad. It's not just like my family. It's all the people that have come before us and are still going to come after us. So it's a legacy of like family that, you know, every time I'm in a room, I'm not referred to as individual. I'm referred to as a collective because Badimo Ba Banale Nna all the time. So it was just a symbol of getting into high school on a full scholarship. And then after getting into high school and getting a great education, I then pursued my art career when I was 19 years old. And then after showcasing my first exhibition at the Victoria Art Museum and becoming part of the top 100, new signature, SASO new signature competition, sort of selected winners. I then received a full scholarship to go study art history in Rome, Italy. So I then have been just been balancing my art career internationally and as well as receiving my multiple degrees here in Rome, Italy, which I'm still pursuing at the moment.
Amazing stuff. So we are still talking to Khole, who's a world-renowned artist at a tender age of 24. So yesterday was the opening of the Signature African Arts Exhibition, where Khole was also showcasing his work titled Badimo ba Khole.
By the way, right, this is a pre-recorded interview. We actually had to speak to him this morning because he is currently in the United Kingdom. He's in London right now doing amazing things, exhibiting his artwork, of course, Badimo ba Khole. The conversation that we are having with Gigs Khonamontse Khole from Kakwa Kutupu Village, currently in the UK, out in London for an art exhibition. Yeah, his beautiful art pieces that he works on, but particularly, I think the one that he's displaying today. Showcased. Exhibited. which is called Badimo ba Khole Experience to the audience out in the UK. Here's the second part of our chat with the gentle brother.
Khole, now you describe yourself as your ancestor's wildest dream. That's a very powerful way to refer to yourself. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, essentially, I've always believed, you know, and it's like Batu Rahagan. So we build each other. And I refer to myself as like my ancestors' wildest dream because nobody in my family really kind of dreamt about somebody becoming an artist. But I always believed that, you know, within the family, there were always people who were very creative, but were never allowed or never had the opportunity to express their creative processes and, like, to showcase it. So I refer to, like, their wildest dreams of, like, wanting to create and wanting to tell the world or, yo, Kutupu exists, Limpopo exists, but to us, South Africa, we exist. We have history. We have beautiful knowledge. We have beautiful people. We have beautiful culture. So me just being able to enter these spaces, and unfortunately, predominantly white spaces in the international community where you don't really get a lot of young South Africans exhibiting and telling their stories, I believe like this is just like one of like my wildest dreams that I've always dreamt about doing, and now I'm achieving. And as I'm achieving, I'm starting to dream bigger and open more doors, because I believe that, you know, once you open an elevator, you need to bring people up with you, because once a fight breaks out at the top and you're all there by yourself, people can't help you if they're at the bottom. But if you keep bringing people up with you as you elevate, you have a fighting chance of like elevating more together as a collective.
All right. Now, there is no doubt that you are well connected with your African ancestry. But can you please tell us and the art that you put into this exhibition?
With like faith, I've always like so I've always like had one of the comfort to get to work and then and that is something that I'm absolutely proud of and not ashamed of. Even when I travel Europe and I interact with people from different cultures, different beliefs, and so I want to, with that, I stay true to what I practice at home, but at the same time, I respect other people, but at the same time, I celebrate or Gedragai as Montu, no matter where I am in the world. For I was looking at the fact that Awanab Swanasaka can also be translated from far, far, far away, and even contemporary sense of like the translation, it could be infinity. And that's why I want to, with my art, refer to it as Khole, because I believe that, you know, when you're working on a white canvas, there's infinite things that you can create on that canvas as a creator. And so it's just like, I want my art to always be infinity, because it's always going to outlive me. And that is just like, think about Batu, Sonalogo, Picasso, Monet, with Da Vinci. they've passed away a long time ago, but their works are still impactful. They still hold value and they're still changing people's lives. And I know that my work is infinity, and no matter who collects it, that work is always going to have an impact on people's lives 100 years after I pass away.
All right. So we came across a very beautiful thank you note that you wrote to your mother on Twitter. Tell us a little bit about that note, what inspired it, and also maybe just about your mom and the role that she played in who you are today.
Yeah, my mom has always been like my lightning rod. She's always taught me wisdom, taught me how to be kind and how to respect people. So growing up, I've always been raised by women. From like mama, and so the thank you notes was just for the fact that, you know, growing up, I realized that we've had like a difficult time, but my mom would always do her best in whatever capacity to just make sure like I had food on the table and I had clean clothes, or I had an opportunity to go to a sporting activity or pursue sort of like an extramural, because she just believed that, you know, education is very important for me, and education is very important for her, because she didn't have an opportunity to complete her education. But she just believed that, you know, if I can give my son like the best that he can turn that into something else that will inspire other young children.
In closing, Khole, what would you say to a person who wants to pursue art but is being told, Khore, there are no real opportunities in South Africa?
I'll tell the person, like, you know, do research. Do research about, like, the art industry. Do research about art history. Research about, like, art creation. And it's always practice, practice, practice. And no matter whatever field you might want to do, it's about practicing and learning and honing your skills so that, you know, when it's time to sort of create and perform, you understand. Nowadays, because we have the internet, it's easy to get in touch with other artists, find mentors. I've always surrounded myself with like other artists. I'd ask them questions. I'd ask them wisdom. And then I'd also go to art exhibitions and studio visits, because you need to immerse yourself within the environment. And because like I know that it might be slightly difficult to do that for maybe students in Limpopo, because we don't really have that much of like exhibitions and spaces to go to. In realizing that, that's why in the next couple coming years, I'm working on building an art center back in Gudubu Village, so that people in Limpopo can come into the art center, because I'll be bringing in international visual artists and curators into the space to teach people in the surrounding areas, and as well as the people in the surrounding areas can teach people within the center who've come from abroad. But the center is meant for cultural exchanges, so that we can inspire other young creatives within the province and the country to understand that, you know, you can become an artist in whatever environment that you're in, and what are the different forms of art, be it music, art making, or sort of like performance.
All right, so that was the conversation that we had earlier with Gigs Khonamotsekgole from Kutupu Village, who's now currently showcasing his work out in the UK in London. And this exhibition is going to be going on up until the 30th of October, right? So yeah, man, shout out to the brother representing Limpopo very, very well, representing the Kutupu Village very well, his family, everybody else, man. We are so proud of him, and we hope that this is inspirational to somebody that's listening right now, thinking, well, you know what? I need to make it out of the village. Guess what? You can make it across the world.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.